Hello. All
right, seems to work.
Does it work?
Yeah, it sounds a lot better in there. Okay. Yeah, you can go ahead and sit on there. Oh, all right. So, when did you join the military?
I joined April 2006.
And how long did you serve?
I did 3 years.
Are you going to be going back?
No, I'm out.
Why is that?
The after effects after the war weren't that great. Just had a lot of, I don't sleep much anymore. Alcoholism was a big deal when I got out. I still fight it. I wake up in the night swinging, night terrors. I can't really sleep with another person now because I've had numerous girlfriends that have woke up with stab marks or bruises from me punching them. I've punched holes in the walls when I'm sleeping. I don't know. I wake up fighting all the time. It's not so much anymore as when I first got back. It's less and less, but...
Was that something that you had to deal with during the war?
Yeah, I was 2 miles off Pakistan border. The town we lived by was called Asmar. It was in the Kunar province in Afghanistan. It was northeastern. Dirt hut and on top of mountains for 15 months. Combat came, once, twice a month, maybe. I mean, we'd go the wintertime. It wasn't so bad in the winter because they couldn't come over the mountains because there was snow everywhere. But spring, fall, summer, and we'd sit there and mortars would just come in. I mean, all of a sudden you just hear one of the mountains would just light up. And then you just hear, you'd hear the mortars fly over. And there's not really you'd have to hear it to understand what it sounds like. And it's just, first couple of times it was scary. First couple of months I was there, I was scared shitless all the time. But, I don't know, after a while, I think about month 8, month 9, I didn't care anymore. They'd fly over and I'd sit there and just say, well, is this one going to hit me? It's kind of like anything else. You're there and it lasts this long, and once it's done, it's done. I have 9 kills. I've seen 9 people die.
Is that difficult?
I don't know what difficult is anymore, really. Like, I've just learned to live with it. You go and you learn how to fight, and you learn how to shoot people, and you learn how to kill people, and you get it in your head that it's not going to bother you. We had this major one time, I don't even remember his name. He was just passing through, and it was one of the guys that was from the FOB, and he wanted to come. He flew in on a bird and came and visited, and he wanted to go on patrol with us. And he went on a couple patrols, and he wanted to be the gunner, and, being a high ranking, they usually don't send those guys out because they're of importance. I mean, it was really bad. We got ambushed from 3 sides. The insurgents pinned him in, and this dude got hit with an RPG and just exploded. And he was 2 trucks ahead of me, and I watched. And a few people died there. A couple of soldiers, my friends, so. Guns, bombs, and blood. I felt hate, rage, anger, and I just wanted to go kill everybody. That was the world I lived in. That's what I dealt with every day. I felt like God when I was over there. The world we live in here wasn't even real to me anymore. I lost it. I didn't feel anything anymore. I went numb. I mean, you have your chain of command, you have your rules, but overall, you're the guy with the gun. When I was 18, man, and I joined, I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I didn't know what I was signing up for. Go over there and do that. I didn't know, the endless days of nothing happening. Sitting on mountains, watching nothing. And going out and doing stuff that seemed pointless. Pulling guard, not getting to sleep. Not sleeping for days.
Were you ever happy?
When I was over there?
Yeah.
I was happy when I was watching people die. Not our people. When I was killing them, I was happy.
Like, really happy?
I was really happy the day I got out of the Army. That's when I was really happy. I mean, that has effects on people. Or in me, at least. For a while, I dealt with a lot of just not caring that I was alive anymore. I've gotten in a lot of fights since I've got back. Because someone will say something and it'll just set me off. And... I'll just whoop their ass, you know what I mean? I went to jail for a year when I got back for fighting, and I don't know. Since I did that, I'm a lot more, I don't know, withdrawn, I guess. Being in jail and being at war, it's the same thing to me. Because in there, I hated it. I hated everybody. And I could go whoop people's ass and not get in trouble for it. I could fight every day if I wanted to until they put me in a cell. And I'd go in there and I'd be locked up in a 6x6 little cell for a month, 2 months. They'd let me back out. And I could go right back and beat someone's ass and go right back in. Be miserable. I mean, I had different guys. When I went to jail for that year, I made a bunch of connections with, like, Mexican mafia, with people that knew where to get stuff from Mexico. And so I'd go down to Galveston, Houston, Austin, and I'd pick up 200-300 pills. Or I'd go pick up a kilo of Coke or whatever. And all I had to do was go pick it up, and all I had to do was take it to this guy. And they put $5,000 in my hand. My drug of choice is ecstasy. And I took white mollies all the time, just pure molly, which is pure MDMA. On X, the whole wall would turn blue. I could go somewhere and sit in a chair and listen to music, and I could literally feel the music on my body. It lasts 8 hours, anywhere from 8 to 10 hours. And it's just a steady up, 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 and then a big finish, boom. And then you just gradually come back down until there's nothing. I usually would sleep it off, or I'd take pills. I used to take Somas. You know what those are? They're like a back muscle relaxer, back spasm muscle relaxer, and they knock you out. I remember driving in my truck, rolling on 8 X pills. 8. You need one. And I was taking like 8, anywhere from 5 to 8 at a time.
Wow.
And I remember driving to my, I was driving to my mom's house on drugs, and I started rolling too hard, and I got scared because I thought I was shaking. My body overheated. I was having a really bad time. I took too much. And so I took 5 muscle relaxers.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up walking inside and just overdosing on the table. I remember falling on the table. I woke up in my bed. My brother took me home. There wasn't anything he could do. Take me to the hospital. What's that going to do?
So you OD'd on your parents' dinner table.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've OD'd a few times. I guess that was another way of just of the coping, because it made the world so much different. I'm from Texas. Like, the drugs down there are everywhere. That's part of the reason why I moved up to Alaska, was to get away from all that. Mm-hmm. I don't know anybody here that does them. I don't want to know anybody that does them, because I don't want to do that anymore. And that lifestyle is hell.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was always worried about someone, you know, shooting me or shooting at me, or I carried a gun all the time when I got back to you. I mean, I don't know. I don't miss it. I just said I'm tired of it. I was tired of that life, and I just stopped. I'm trying to quiet it down. What I'm looking for now is more or less just to find a good woman and start a family, and just try to live a completely different life than I know.